Today's shir is Masechta Zvachim Daf Mem Dalad. We will begin in Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. Towards the end of our previous shir, the Gemara made a very interesting comment. The Gemara said that any braisa that's not explained by Zeiri is not really well explained. And now the Gemara gives us indeed such an example, where there's a braisa, which is difficult to understand, but Zeiri elucidates it. What we will do, Be'ezer Hashem, is read the braisa, and after we read the braisa, we're just not going to really spend time in explaining it, because it's actually very hard to understand, and then we'll work with the Gemara. Says the Gemara Masnisa, what is the braisa that's difficult to understand? The Tanya, Im nemekalois, lama nemechamuris, if the Torah speaks about a tumah that's lenient, why does it have to speak about a tumah that's chamura? If the Torah speaks about a tumah that's stringent, lama namakalos, why does the Torah have to speak about the one that's lenient? Answers the braisa, im namakalos v'lo chamuris. If the Torah only spoke about lenient tumah, not a serious tumah, we would then say al kalos b'lav, for kalos to zechiv lav, v'chamuris b'misa, for tumah chamur to zechiv misa, l'kach namachamuris. That's why the Torah had to explicitly speak about the chamuris. Vim nama chamuris v'lo nama kalos. If the Torah only spoke about the chamuris and not the kalos, then we would come to the conclusion, al chamuris yechayiv, that you're going to be chayiv by the chamuris, v'al kalos, by the tumakalo, ye potter, you'll be entirely potter. L'kach nama kalos. That's why the Torah had to say tumakalo. So obviously the Gemara immediately asks, my kalos, my chamurus. What does the braisa mean when it speaks about tumah kal and speaks about tumah chamura? And what would we, what wouldn't we, what could we learn and not learn? So, word of introduction. The halacha is that if somebody's tamei, he may not eat maisa. If he eats maisa when he's tamei, he gets malchus. The halacha is that somebody's tamei, he may not eat truma. But if he eats truma when he's tamei rechman otzlan, he's chayim misav de shemayim. So truma is more chomer than maisa. Another reason why truma is more chomer than maisa is because by maisa, the halacha is that yechayiv, that as soon as somebody's tamei goes to the mikveh, he could eat maaser. By truma, he can't eat the truma until he has harav shemesh. One more point. There's a person could become tamei with a tumah sheretz, and a person could become tamei with a tumah smeis. A person who becomes tamei with a tumah sheretz is tamei only for that day. And as soon as he goes to the mikveh, he's fine for maaser. Harav shemesh for truma. On the other hand, somebody who becomes tamei with a tumas mes has to go through the purification process of the para aduma, which is a minimum of 7 days. Says the Gemara. My kalos or my chamurus, given all of these introductory remarks. Ilay makalos, if we're going to say that when the braisa speaks about kalos, it means meiser, because we gave two reasons why meiser is more lenient than chamurus, which is truma. So let's read the words of the braisa, says the Gemara. Im nemer kalos, lama nemer chamuris. And the braisa says, because im nemer kalos, if the Torah would only speak about the kalos, v'loi chamuris, and it wouldn't have spoken about the chamuris, we could come to the conclusion that ayisi oimer, al kalos belav, for maisa there's only a chiv malchus, v'al chamuris there's a chiv maisa, a chiv misa. Says the Gemara, that is indeed the halacha. That I would come to the conclusion that for the chamura, for truma, there's a chiv misa. Ask the Gemara, hashtanami, haba misa. That indeed is the halacha, that there's a chiv misa when somebody eats truma when he's tamei. Furthermore, ask the Gemara, on the logic that the braisa is suggesting, what is the braisa saying? If the Torah had only spoken about maaser, and told us that if somebody's tamei eats maaser, he's chayiv lav, I would extrapolate truma being more stringent to zechiv misa. Ask the Gemara, we've discussed numerous times, the concept of Dai Lovim Minadin Liyas Kanidin. That if I'm going to learn something from something else, it can only be equal, it can't be more stringent. So if the Torah teaches us only, if the Torah had only taught us that there's a Chi of Lav by Meiser, we can't use logic to say that there's going to be a Chi of Misa by Truma, because that would be a violation of Dayoy. Vesu, Ila Loi Nemer, ask the Gemara, what are you suggesting to the Braisa? That if the Torah only spoke about Meiser, I would extrapolate that for Truma Hayisi Oimid there's a Chi of Misa? We can't say that. We have a rule of Dayoy Lava Min Adin, Lias Kanidin. They would only be equal, not greater. So that can't be pshat in the Braisa. Before we go further, beautiful vart from the Baal Shem. The Baal Shem says, the Baal Shem asks, the Mishnah says in Sechta Ovois, Halaymed Mechavero, if somebody learns from someone else, Perak Achas, Mishnah Achas, Halach Achas, if somebody learns from somebody else just one lesson, Harichayev L'Kreis the Rebbe, the person who taught him becomes his Rebbe. And the Mishnah continues, Shurhei David Lomad Mi Achitoifel. David only studied by Achitoifel Shtei Halachas, two Halachas, for Karoi, and he called him Rebbe Alufi Umiyudoi. As the Baal Shem, we learned Dayoy, that if I'm learning something from a source, it has to be similar to the source. The Mishnah itself says that how many Halachas did David HaMelech learn from Achitoifel? Two Halachas. So then the Mishnah should say that if you learn two halachas from your Rebbe, so you'll have to call him, if you learn two halachas from somebody, he becomes your Rebbe. But let's look at this Mishnah, says the Baal Shem. It says that I learned two halachas, David learned two halachas from Achitoifel, and therefore if I learn one halacha from somebody, he's my Rebbe. This is a violation of Dayoy. Answers the Baal Shem. What's the difference between when you learn from a Rebbe who's an Adam Choshev, a serious person, and a person who's like Achitoifel? If you learn Torah from a great Rebbe, the Torah that you learn will grow, it will multiply, will talk and learning, will have a massive matan. Torah that's learned from an individual who's a Rosh, like Achitoifel, cannot grow. David HaMelech learned Halacha from Achitoifel. So he had to learn two Halachas to be considered a Talmud, a Rebbe, Talmud Rebbe situation. But if you learn Torah from someone who's a chashuva person, halacha achas, even if you learn one halacha, you have to call him a Rebbe. Because that one halacha will not remain one halacha. That one halacha will expand, because so is the derech haTorah when you learn from an Adam Gadol. So we're back to trying to understand the Braisa. So the Gemara attempts to say that the definition of kalus and chamurus is not to be understand maisa versus truma. El kalus means tumah sheretz. A chamurus mean tumas mais. So ask the Gemara, b'mai. Let's understand the braisa. E b'truma, if we're speaking about somebody had became tamei and he wants to eat, and he's eating truma, and that's called chamur. So what's the braisa saying? That by kalois there's less of a chiv than by chamurus. By truma, idi v'idi, whether you're tumas mais or you're tumas sheretz, there's a chiv maisa. Furthermore, the Brice says, v'sulukach nemer chamurus, that's why the Brice used the words, that's why the Torah speaks about chamurus, the belav. But that's not true. The halacha by truma, whether it's tumah sheretz, or not the chamurus, whether it's tumah mes, or it's not the tumah chamura, it's only tumah sheretz, the still chiyemisa. Then, and let's continue the Braisa, we're not going to learn the parentheses. If we're going to say that the Torah spoke about Chilas Maisa, so what does the Braisa say? If the Torah would have skipped Chamurus, and now we're defining Chamurus to mean Tumas Mais, al Chamurus b'misa. We would say that only for Chamurus does a Chiyah Misa, not for Kalus. That's not true. Sheretz Kasia, the dialogue min adin liyas kanidin, that the halacha by meiser is always a chiv lav, and by truma it's always a chiv misa. So what does the braisa mean? That's what the braisa is, so to speak, stuck on, that we need Ze'iri to help us understand. Ze'iri, comes Ze'iri, and it teaches us pshat in the braisa. He says, kalus means Tumas Sheretz. Chamuras means Tumas Mes. And this is the way to understand the Brisa Saziri. Ilu Nema Tumas Sheretz. Had the Torah only said Tumas Sheretz, V'nema Maisa, and the Torah would tell us that by Tumas Sheretz of Maisa, there's a Chiv Lav, V'truma Loi Nemra, Tumas Mes. And if the Torah would tell us that by Truma, if somebody has a Tumas Sheretz, he has a Chiv Misa, V'Loi Nemra, and the Torah had omitted teaching us the halacha of Tumas Meis, he used to Omer, I would be able to extrapolate that just like by Tumas Sheretz, we distinguish between Meiser and Truma, Meiser carrying a lav, Truma carrying a Meis, Achim Meis Bezdin, Al-Kalas B'Lav, Val-Chamuras B'Misa. I would say that by Meis there's a Chiv Lav, and by Truma there's a Chiv Misa. And we would say, if the Torah taught us that if somebody only has a Tumas Sheretz, but he's eating Truma, he's Chayiv Misa, Chamurais Nami Al Kalos, then that we would perhaps incorrectly extrapolate that if somebody is eating Meiser, but he's eating Meiser with a Tuma Chamura, what is a Tuma Chamura? Tumas Misa, Tumas Meis. He should have a Chiv Misa. That would be our understanding. Because we would come to the understanding that what is the Torah teaching us? That whenever there's a Tzad Chomer, and there are two possibilities of calling something a Tzad Chomer. Either the food you eat, Truma, or either the type of Tumah that you're exposed to, Tumas Mes. And that's not true. Because the Halach is that if somebody eats Maisa even with a Tumas Mes, it's only a Chiv Lav. That's why the Torah had to say everything out. The Torah had to say it's only when you eat Truma that there's a Chiyah Misa. When you eat Meiser, no matter what type of Tumah you have, Tumas Sheretz, or even a Tumas Mes, you're never going to have more than a Lav. So we learned in the Mishnah, we go back to Hilchas Pigel. Koshesh l'metirin, bein l'odom, bein l'mizbech, chayovin l'mishim pigel. Anything that's a matter nitta situation, this pigle. The Gemara begins by quoting quite a long brisa, and then going into the various halachas, examining the brisa. Tanabon, Ayeda Meivi Kiyotsu B'Shlamim. The Torah, when it speaks about the Chiyiv pigle, says it in the parish of Shlamim. So I would perhaps assume that Ma Shlamim Yuchodim, that what's unique about Kabim Shlamim, Necholim v'shloi yom v'layla echad. It's a korban that's eaten v'shnei yom v'layla echad. Af kol nechol v'shnei yom v'layla echad. Only a korban that's nechol v'shnei yom v'layla echad. That's where there's a din of pigel. But a korban that's nechol l'yom v'layla minayin. If the korban's only eaten l'yom v'layla, how too do we know that it's subject to hilchas pigel? Tam v'loimer b'bsar. Kol shirayim nechalim. As long as this portion of this korban eaten, it's subject to Hilchas Pigel. Continues the Braisa. If so, Oila she'en shira necholim. When we speak about a carbon oil, then no portion of the carbon oil is eaten. Meaning that it too is subject to Pigel. Tamaloimer zevach. Interesting vart that I saw from the Paradise Yosef. A carbon oil is not nechal at all. It's not eaten at all. Carbon chattis is nechal yoyim v'layla. What we learned now in the Gemara. Carbon shlom is nechal shnei yoyim v'layla. So of course, this is just a pidrush. We have to follow the rules of the Torah. But why? So he says a beautiful vart. He says, why is a carbon oil brought? Carbon oil is brought if somebody did an aver behiru halev, the machshava. So when somebody does such an aver, nobody knows that he did the aver. It's between him and God. So if that carbon that he brings because he did that aver will be publicized, so he doesn't say, why are you eating carbon? For a carbon oil. Oh, he's the kind of person that has unacceptable machshavas. So the Torah is creating a situation where nobody knows it's only between you and God that you did an avera, and now everybody knows. The Torah doesn't want that. So that's why the Torah says, don't eat any of this carbon. Let's keep it as quiet as possible. Carbon chattis is an avera that's seen. It's mechal Shabbos, b'shagig. So it's less of a concern that we're publicizing something that people don't know. People already know. So we eat it, but we don't want to make it too much of a publicity. It's only Yoyim V'Layla. Carbon Shlomim is on the contrary. I bring a neder and a dover to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Torah wants to publicize, this is a good person. He's bringing a neder and a dover to the Beis HaMikdash. Nechlesh, Nayav, Laila. Everybody should have a chance to find out that he brought a carbon. Continues the Braisa. Menayim l'rabbis, ha'oifus v'amenachas. How do we know that oifus and menachas actually marba loik shel shem shel metzayra, that all of them are subject to Hilchas Pilgel? Tamalaymer, Hashem Magdishim li. And as the Rishonim point out, the Torah had to say all these words, because the Gemara's question, the question is, once we have Hashem Magdishim li that includes everything, why do we need a special pasuk for Chatas Naila? Said Rishonim, if I didn't have Hashem Magdishim li, if I didn't have the other psukim, I would say Hashem Magdishim li is coming for Chatas Vaila, and I wouldn't know all the other kabbonis. Once I have all these words, I can be marba everything. Continues the Braisa, Vasi, and we learned that halacha of Noiser applies by everything, because we learn Gzer Shava, Chila Mituma. The Torah uses the word Chila by Noiser, the Torah uses the words Chila by Tuma, so we see that Noiser and Tuma apply by everything. Vasa Pigel, Oven Menoiser. Ask the Braisa, Umeachash Asifel Rabbis called Dover, if we're going to include everything, Laman and Mishlamim, so why does the Torah have to mention Shlamim, if all Kabbalists are in the Parasha Pigel? Laimalach, to teach us the halacha that we already learned in our mission in the previous year. Mashlam yichodim, sheish lematirim bein la'odim l'mizbeach. In order to be chayiv pigel, you have to have a matan nita situation. Af kosh sheish lematirim bein la'odim l'mizbeach, when you have a matan nita situation, chayov n'olim shim pigel. So now the Gemara explains how we have a matan nita situation in every one of these cases. Ha'oila, when you have a carbon oila, domim, by doing the Zrika Stam, Matis Besar L'Mizbeach, the Basar may be eaten, for Oira may be given to the Kohanim. Oira Sa'if, when you have a Sa'oila Sa'if, Dama Matis Besar L'Mizbeach, it allows the Basar of the Kalibrit Oila, after the Dam is sprinkled, to be eaten. To be put on the Mizbeach, rather. It's not eaten, it's Oila. Chata Sa'if, this Tazor Stam, Dama Matis Besar L'Kohanim, but not a Kohanim could eat it. Parim Nisrafim, Masirim Nisrafim, Dama, after you do the Zrikas Dam that we discussed extensively in our previous shiurim, Matas Murmukarav, now you can be Makrav the Emrin. Umaitziani, and we exclude, as we learned in our previous shiur, as the Kaimus of Silvani Bakhtaris Michas Kahanim, Umichas Kaimashiach Michas Nesachim Vadam. That they don't have a Matan Nitter, as we explained extensively yesterday, and therefore there is no pigle by these things. Rav Shimon Oimer, Mash Shlamim Yichodim, Shesh Bayal Mizbeach Achitzin, Shlamim Akabonis that are brought only in the Mizbeach Achitzin, the Chayav Nalof, and a subject to Hilchos Pigel, Av Kol Sheyesh Bayal Mizbeach Achitzin, only such Kabonis that are brought in Mizbeach Achitzin, Chayav Nalof Mishim Pigel, is there a din of Pigel? Yotza Parim Nisrafim, Sirin Nisrafim, which comes to exclude Parim Nisrafim, Sirin Nisrafim, Hoyal Sheyen Al Mizbeach Achitzin Kishlamim, since these Kabonis are brought in the Mizbeach Apnimi, not in the Mizbeach Achitzin, there is no Issa Pigel. And now, as I said, the Gemara begins to analyze the Braisa statement by statement. Omamah, the Braisa said, if I only had the Pasuk, I would say that only Kabbonis that are similar to Shlomim are subject to Hilchas Pigel. Ask the Gemara, Mainihu, which carbon would be the only carbon I would say is subject to Pigel? Says the Gemara, Bechor. Why Bechor? Because Bechor is similar to Shlomim. The nechlesh na yom v'layla echad. The just like Shlomim's nechlesh na yom v'layla echad, so to Bechor. Ask the Gemara, b'may osi. How exactly will we come to this conclusion? Even Mamet Sinu, if we would say that, as we just said, because Bechor is similar to Shlomim, says Gemara, you can't say that, because Iklam Ifrach, it's obviously difficult to understand it. Ma'al is Shlomim, because Karbim Shlomim, tunim tzmicha, v'tunim but to nufas chaz v'shaik, which Karbim Bechor doesn't. Ella, says the Gemara, how would I come to the conclusion that when the Torah speaks about something, it means Shlomim, one more carbon, which is the carbon? It would be Bechor. How would we come to this conclusion? The following way, says the Gemara. Those of us that say Kabbonis every morning know in the Brais Rabbi Shmuel, we're spending a lot of time with that Brais in the coming Shiurim. There's a Klal, one of the Shlosh Esrei Midos is a Klal Prat Klal. What does the Klal Prat Klal say? Klal is a general rule, prat is a specific, and klal is then a general rule. Yata Dara Ela Ein a Prat. Everything that's similar to the Prat is included. So the Gemara is saying, and we'll see soon how, that here there's a klal prat the klal. Yata don el kena prat. What is similar to the prat the shlomim? What is similar to the shlomim? A bechar. And therefore it would say, if not for all these other ribuyim, that only the bechar, nothing else. Let's read the gurt. Mim achi yachal. The pasuk says, mim achi yachal mibsar shlomov. So Gemara is saying it's considered a klal prat the klal. Where's the klal prat the klal? Ha'achal is the first klal, Ya'achal is the second klal, and Shlomov is the prat. Ask the more the obvious question. What did I say? Klal or prat the klal? First the klal, then the prat, then the klal. Here we have Ha'achal is the klal, Ya'achal is the second klal, and Shlomov is the prat. So it's a klal or klal or prat. Ask the Gemara, how you trade klali the smicha adadi nenu? This is not a klal or prat a klal, this is a klal or klal or prat. Answers the Gemara, Amaravik the Amri Mimava. Wherever you have two klal, wherever you have a klal or klal or prat, don't treat it like a klal or klal or prat. Rather, hatl prat b'neim, put the prat, manipulate the prat in between the two klal, v'donim klal or prat, and treat it like a klal or prat or klal. Why do we do that? Say to Rishayim, because otherwise the pasuk will be difficult. Why do we have two klals? If we turn it into a klal, a prat, a klal, it's gishmak, because we want to have that derech halimud. But if it's not going to be that, we're going to have two extra klals, we're going to have an extra klal for no reason. So that's why it's a klal, a prat, a klal. And we'd say anything that's similar to the prat, which is only bechar, not the other kabbonis, until we have the ribuy, all other kabbonis. I want to quickly review some of the halachas we learned in the previous year, and how they relate to this braisa. We discussed in the previous year that the loig shem and shlom mitzayra, what happened? Somebody's mitzayra, so by his purification process, first he brings a carbon asham, and there are really two kahanim, we're going to discuss this later in the parak. One kohen sprinkles the dam on the mizbeach and towards the kodesh kodashim, and one sprinkles it on the mitzayra, and then they bring a loig shem and shlom mitzayra. He brings oil, here too. First, the oil is sprinkled towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then it's sprinkled, it's put, this is all the oil in the palm of a Kohen. There's really two this is going from the right hand to the left hand. First, the oil is in the right hand, it's put into the left hand. He takes oil and sprinkles it towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then he puts on the Mitzvah's right foot, right toe of his right foot, thumb of his right hand, and right ear. The rest of the oil in his hand, he puts on the Mitzvah's head, and the rest of the oil the Kohanim keep. Interesting question, the Rishonim, what do the Kohanim do with the extra oil? Not today's shear. So the Mishnah taught us in the previous shear that the halacha is that the Mitzvah doesn't have to bring his oil and Oshim on the same day. And therefore the Mishnah said everybody agrees that if the Mitzvah chose to bring the oil later, it won't be a Matan Nitta situation. Machlokes remained, the Chachamim was, if it came together. Rameyah says that is a matan nitta situation, because you can't do the oil until you do the dam. Chum said that's not a matan nitta situation. Now let's talk about every carbon. When you bring a carbon, you have to bring along michas nesachim. There too the halacha is, that you don't have to bring the michas nesachim together with the carbon. So everybody agrees, if you are such an individual that didn't bring the michas nesachim together with the carbon, it's not a matan nitta situation. Machlokes in the Mishnah Ramei and Reb Shimon, if you did bring them together. Ramei holds, it's a matan nitta situation. Reb Shimon says, since he didn't have to bring them together, it's not a matan nitta situation. Before we learn the Gemara inside, a few interesting points. Machlokes Rishonim, we just spoke about that you could bring your carbon today and the Michas Nesachim later. Rashi says, L'chatchili, you shouldn't do that. You should wait. If you could, you should bring them together. Rambam says there's no reason to do it together. You could wait. Tosfos has a compromised position. He says as follows. The halacha is that the Leviim cannot sing Shira unless there were Nesachim, unless there was wine. So if it's a carbon tzibur and somebody's bringing a carbon, and we would want the Leviim to sing Shira, so l'chatchila we want the Nesachim to come with the carbon so the Leviim could sing their Shira. But if it's a carbon yachid where there's no Shira anyway, so you could wait l'chatchila. Interesting vart from the Binyan Shloima. Very nice vart. The Vinyan Shlomo says, look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk, we know that the Kabbonis that a Mitzayru who's poor and the Kabbonis of a Mitzayru who's wealthy are not the same Kabbonis. But when we speak about the oil, which is the same, by a poor Mitzayru it says, Amokoyim Dam Ha'oshim, that the oil should be put on the same place where the blood of the Kabbon Oshim was put. By a wealthy Mitzayru, the Torah says, Al Dam Ha'oshim. Doesn't say the word Mokoyim. What's the point? Why is there a distinction? Says the Vinyan Shlomo, a gorgeous fart. He says as follows. A wealthy person could afford to bring the carbon ashram. He could afford to bring the oil. He has funds available. So usually a person is going to do everything at one time. So that's what the Torah says. Al dama ashram. He'll have the ashram, and right away he'll have the oil on the same, on top of the blood to put the oil. Ani, however, he could bring the carbon today. But he can't afford to bring the oil. He has to save up some money for the oil. So it's not going to be al dama ashem. It's only going to be al mokum dama ashem. He had to wait. So the opinion of the Chachamim and Reb Shimon is that since the halacha is that you don't have to bring these two kabbanas, you don't have to bring the mechus, the sachem, together with the carbon, that's why it's not considered one. So the Brisk Rav has an interesting shayla. What is pshat in the Chachamim? Is pshat in the Chachamim is because since they don't have to be brought together, so they're considered two separate kabbanas. Or is pshat, they're one carbon. But since they don't have to be brought together, it's not considered a matan nitter situation. What's the nafkamina? So the Brisk Rav says a big nafkamina. He says, if it's considered one carbon, just it's not a matan nitter situation, so the loch is that a part of the carbon will be pigle, it'll affect the rest of the carbon. Even though it's not pigle, because we're learning it can't become pigle, but it's still part of that carbon, it'll be possible. If, however, pshat in the Chachamim is because since they don't have to be brought together, it's not considered one carbon, then the halacha would be, even if one part of the carbon became pigle, it would have absolutely no effect on the other part. Now we can learn the Gemara. So the Mishnah said, the Braisa said that we began on top of the summit, actually, Marba Loik Shemesh L'Mitzayra is included in the parasha of pigle. Ask the Gemara, Hamani, whose opinion does this represent? Says the Gemara Mehi. It's Remeh's opinion. The Tanya, Loik Shemesh L'Mitzayra, Chayav HaLam Hashem Pigel. Divrei Remeh. Clearly Remeh's opinion. Ask the Gemara, but let's continue learning. Eima Seifa, Omaitzeni Mech Nesach V'Adam, Asun L'Rabbonon. Isn't that the opinion of the Rabbonon? The Tanya, as we learned, Nischa Behema, Chayav HaLam Hashem Pigel. By Mech Nesachim, there is Pigel, Mnei Shadam, Hazevach Materim L'Karev, Divrei Remeh. According to Remeh, it's a matanita situation. Omroi, to which the Rabbanan say to Remeh, the other maybe is Zavchav Hayom, since the Allah is, you could bring your karm today. But the Sachem Kanasar Yomim, and you could bring him 10 days later. Machlokes Achroinim, Machlokes Rishonim, does 10 day mean 10 days, or just an example? Omrohen, to which Remeh said, Afani Loyamati, I agree, El Bebaim Zavach. Only if they come together. But if they don't come together, I'll agree there's no pickle. So Hom Reb Yosef. So we have a problem. The Reisha is following the opinion of Remeya, and that's why like Shel Shematzayra is subject to Pigel. The Seif is following the opinion of Chachamim, and Mechus Nesachim isn't subject to Pigel. How do we understand the Braisa? Hom Reb Yosef, says Reb Yosef, the Reisha that speaks about the like Shem Shematzayra doesn't represent the opinion of Remeya, rather it represents someone else's opinion. Homani, Rebihi. Rebbe has a very interesting approach. Dama, Loik Shemesh L'Mitzayra, as I said, that what happened with the Shemesh L'Mitzayra? They first sprinkled the Shemen towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and only afterwards did they put it on the Mitzayra. So it's a matanita situation. Matanais of Sharolei. Because first you sprinkle it towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that is matter that you should be able to sprinkle it, what you're supposed to, on the Mitzayra himself. Or mid the matanais of Sharolei. Since the matanas are a matter, we have a situation of pigle. The Tanya, as is taught in a Braisa, Loig Shemesh L'Mitzayra, the Loig that the Mitzayra has to bring, my Alan boy, there's meal on it, Achi Yizrik Adam. The opinion of the Chachamim is, until they did Zrikas Adam on the Osham, it's Kodesh, HaKadoshim, and there's meal on it. Nizrik Adam, once there's Zrikas Adam, Loi Nenem, there's no more Mi'ila, there's Loi Nenem, he's not supposed to have Hanoah, according to Rashi Midrabanan, according to the Rambam Midaraisa, however, there's no longer any Mi'ila. That's the opinion of the Rabbanan. However, Rebbe disagrees. My Allen, Achi Matanaisa. So we have here a matanita situation. Vishavan, everybody agrees that at least midrabanan, asim bechila, you may not eat that oil, Achi in matan sheva, or matan behindness, until you finish doing everything you're supposed to do with the oil. So the Gemara is suggesting that our Bryce is not Rameya, not Rabbanan. Our Bryce is Revi that says that all the oil is a matanita situation. Because first you sprinkle the oil towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then you could sprinkle the oil on the Metzaira, so we have a matanita situation. Says the Gemara, Amru Kamed Rav Yirmiya. So they gave over this explanation of the Bryce to Rav Yirmiya. Amar, to which Rav Yirmiya commented, Gav Rabba, Rav Yosef, such a great individual like Rav Yosef, Leim Kahal Milsa, should make such an error. Harei loig habava fnei atzmai. Let's talk about the loig that not come with the shemen. We learned a few minutes ago, we spoke about it quite extensively, that the halacha is that you could bring the loig a week later. That in situation, that there we said, everybody agrees that matanois of sharolei v'lema fagalim alei. That then even Ramei agrees there is no pigle. If you didn't bring the oil together with the asham. The tanya, as we learned in the braisa, loig shem shem etzayra, it's a matter nitter situation. The dama oshem is the matter, the shemen is the nitter. Divrei Rameya. Rameya's opinion. Amaloi Rameya, to which the Chachama said to Rameya, how could you call it a matter nitter situation? For another, maybe a shama achshav, you could bring the carbon oshem today. For loy mikamet asarim yomim, you could bring the loy in 10 days. To which Rameya commented, Amalohen, afni loy mati alba oshem. I agree. That if you brought the loig a week later, it's not a matanita situation. But, asked the Gemara, if we're following Rebbe's opinion, and in the oil itself, there's always a matanita situation. The oil being sprinkled to the Bgei Samigdush is the matir. The oil on the Mitzayir is the nitter. So what's the difference if you're bringing with the Asher or not? The Halacha should be, it's always subject to pigle. So we're back to where we started. The Braisa, the beginning seems to be Ramei's opinion, then seems to be Chacham's opinion. Amar Rav Yirmiyahu Oilam Rameihi. We have to say that the Braisa follows Rameya, the Sam Mikan Nesachim. Take out Nesachim. When the Braisa says that Nesachim, Mechas Nesachim, is not subject to Pigel, incorrect. It is subject to Pigel, Rameya's opinion. Amar Abaya. Abaya obviously is bothered with that. But Tismi. Don't take it out. V'tana Loik HaBoa M'Shemen. Learn the Braisa as follows. The Braisa in the Reisha that says that the shemen is subject to pigel, is talking about when you brought the shemen with the carbon asham. And so too would be the halacha, the nesachim habam, and the zavach, the nesachim that come with the carbon, if they came together, they'd be subject to pigel. The hadatana, the second part of the braisa teaches us, the nesachim habam b'fnei atzman, when you didn't bring the nesachim with the carbon, v'hu adin, the loig habam b'fnei atzman, if you didn't bring the loig with the carbon asham, the halacha is that it would not be subject to pigel, even according to Rameya. One beautiful vart that I want to say over. Maram Sechta Brachas. Maram Brachas says, Kol HaKayr Krishma B'li Tfilin. If somebody says Krishma without Tfilin, Kilmei Edeshek B'atzmai. It's as if he's saying false testimony against Hashem. Chas V'Shalom. Continues the Gemara. Somebody says Krishma without Tfilin, it's Kilmei V'Zevach B'loi Nesachim. Like you bring a karma without Nesachim. So it's a very difficult Gemara. The Gemara says a very powerful statement. A very, very powerful statement. If you say Krishma without tefillin, it's as if he's saying false testimony against God. So what's the Gemara trying to add? Kilo mevi min zevach b'lo nesachim. You brought a carbon without nesachim. You're supposed to bring a michas nesachim, but it's not the same as saying testimony against God. What's the Gemara saying? So I saw them afar, the place can say the Gemara is teaching us a tremendous lesson. L'haloch l'maisa. We know, it doesn't happen by us too often, but by some people it happens. They get up late. And if they're going to wait to get to shul and say Krishma, they will have missed the Zman Krishma. So what do? They immediately say Krishma before they put on tefillin. They may still be in pajamas. The Gemara says, "Call Kair Krishma b'lo tefillin k'mei edusheker." Terrible thing. Says the Gemara, "What's the lesson? kilu mevi min zevach b'loy nesachim. When is there a problem with a zevach without nesachim? When you have no intention to bring the nesachim. But Al Gemara says that if you bring the carbon today and you bring the nesachim 10 days later, it's perfectly fine. So the Gemara is teaching us that even though you didn't put on tefillin when you put on krishma, if your intention was to put on the tefillin, just like it was the intention of the person who brought the carbon to put on the nesachim, it's fine. Says the Gemara. Chatas oif, damas matas basar l'kanam. We learned that by chatas oif, by doing the zrik sadam, the kanam may eat the basar. Not a mili. How do we know that so is the halacha? The tani levi, kol karbonon, l'rabas shoyg shemet tzayra. Sakadat chamina. Because we would think, mina eish kos rachmona. Only kabbonas that are put on the fire. For high lav, maisim and aish, the like shem and shematzar, none of it is put on the fire, so maybe it shouldn't be subject to pigol, kamashmon that it is. Lekal min chosam, the rabbis michas oimer, we know that they brought a michas oimer to be able to eat the chadosh, or michas akanos by a soita. Kusakadat chamina, we would think that which kabbonas are subject to pigol? Only v'ochwai samashakupa behem, or michas oimer, lahata asya. The mechus oim is not for kapara, it's only here that you should be able to eat the chadash. Or mechus knaas is not here to bring a kapara, it's here to investigate if the soiter is or isn't guilty. Levar avin kasya kumash malon. L'chol chatosam, continues the Gemara, l'rabbis chatos oif. Sakadat chamina, we would think that we know how is the oif slaughtered in the base of Migdash. Normally, how is shkita done? You take a knife. You have to slit the neck. But in the base of Migdash, when they killed a bird, when they brought a bird as a carbon, they didn't do shchita, they did malika. The kohen pierced the back of the neck of the bird with his finger. So we would think, nevelihi, and therefore it should not be subject to pigol, kamashmon, that it isn't. Very famous shayla of the Asfan Daraisa. What, if we had a chicken, let's start from the beginning, we had a bird, and we would kill it with a malika. Right? That bird would be in the veil. It's also to eat that bird. In the Beis HaMikdash, how do they kill the chatas oif? With malika. So how do we look at what happens here? Asked the Asfan Daraisa. Do we look at it, the bird is indeed in the veil, but the Torah said, Kahana may eat this nevela? Or do we say that no, when malika is done in the Beis HaMikdash, since that's the way the Torah wants Kabbanas Oif to be slaughtered, it's Bechal, not a Nevela. Interesting question. Says the Gemara. L'chol Hashamam, l'rabbis Hashem Nazir, Hashem Etzayra. Sakadat Chamina, because we would think that the Hashem Etzayra only here is to purify him. L'ach Shekasso, and it's not subject to Hichos Pegel, Kamash Malan. Ask the Gemara, Hashem Etzayra, Behatik Sebe. We don't need any Lomdus. The Parashah says Hashem Etzayra, we said a minute ago explicitly. Elo, l'rabbis Hashem Nazir, Hashem Etzayra. That the Hashem Nazir is treated like the Hashem Etzayra. As the Karen Ayer explains, they're not really identical. Hashem Etzayra is part of the purification process. Hashem Nazir is brought that if a Nazir becomes Tamei, and he wants to be able to start his count again, he brings the Hashem Nazir. So that's why the Gemara says that it's still treated, that it has Hechos Pekel. Ashi Yashiv, the Pasuk says, Zagezel Agar. That if the halacha is if somebody falsely denies to someone that he owes him money, and then he admits he has to bring a karban asham, and he has to return what he stole with a chaymish. If, let's say, the person he swore falsely to is no longer alive, so he gives it to his yarshim. Every Jew must have a yarish, unless he's a ger, because gershin's geir, got the shenayel dami. L'chahu, shalcha yihei, I feel a kaddish ba'isha. The kahanim get that money, and they can make a kaddish an issue with it. The Rishonim debate, is it only by Gezel HaGer that he could use it for kid, Bimakadish Isha, nothing else? That's one way of understanding. Another way of understanding is that Gezel HaGer is not really a carbon. That's why we need a special pasuk to say that it goes to the Kahanim. Interesting, Shiloh, what would be the day with Gezel HaGer? Let's say somebody owes a Ger money, and he never paid the Ger, and now the Ger dies. Who gets that money? So most places will say the money should be given to the Tzedakah. Tanya Velezer, if somebody does pigul by a carbon that's brought chutz lazara, pigul. However, if he made machshavas pigel regarding a carbon that's brought in the base of Mikdash, le pigel. And the Brice explains itself. Kaitzer, how do I mean b'chutz? If somebody's standing outside the Azara, Vama, Hareni Shaykh, Lahaz, Vidam Lamacha, I'm doing this in order to do Hazar Stam tomorrow, le pigel. Shemachshava b'chutz, b'davar hanas b'fnim, if his machshava is regarding a void that's going to be done in the base of Mikdash, le pigel. On the other hand, how do I mean b'fnim? If somebody was standing in the base of Mikdash, Varmer, and he says, Haredi Maza, I'm doing the Hazar, this is a carbon that's supposed to be brought inside. And he says, I'm doing the Hazar with a Machshava, I'm Nas Lahak De Murim, or Lishba Shraim Lamacha Chutz Lazmanai, again, Loi Pigal. Why? She Machshava Befnim, Machshava in the base of Mikdash, regarding the Dover, regarding an Avoida, Hanas Bechutz that's done outside the base of Mikdash, is not Pigal. Aval, Hayyayim Bechutz, he's standing outside the Hazara. So the machshava is bechutz. On avoda bechutz, pigel. She machshava bechutz, bedava nas bechutz, that is pigel. On Rabbi Shuban Levi Maikra, kashiyura mishah zevach hashlamim. V'chi ma lamadnu mishah zevach hashlamim, mi'ata, el makash parakai mashiach l'shah zevach hashlamim. Ma shah zevach hashlamim, ad you're only chayiv if your machshava was outside on a maisa that's going to take place outside. And since these are kabbonis that are done inside, your machshava outside for something done inside is not pigal. Interesting machlokes achronim, Karen Oyer in the Brisker Rav. What will be if you'll have a machshava regarding a carbon that's done inside the base of Mikdash, to do the avoided that's supposed to be done inside the base of Mikdash, chutz l'zmanoi, would that be pigel or not? It's a carbon inside, but everything is about inside. As I said, it's machlokes achronim. Finishes off the Gemara. Amar Nachman, Amar Bavu, Amar Rav, halacha Rabbi Lazar, shem Rabbi Yosi. That is the halacha. That a carbon that's done inside, there is no pigel. Amar Rav, kametz Rav, hilchas l'mashicha. This halacha is not relevant. If you're only going to learn halacha that we need to know, why are we learning Masechet Zvachim? Hilchasul Mashichahu. We unfortunately don't have kabbonis. Ela drosh v'kabel schar. Hachanami drosh v'kabel schar. You get schar even for learning something that isn't relevant. Hachkamin halach. Hilchasul Amalei. But our question was, avada you should learn it. My question is, why do you have to paskin? There's no reason to paskin. That's something we need to know. L'shtachrin amalei halach kamina. Just to finish off the sheer important. What is Drosh for Kabel Schar? So I saw a number of Pshatim. Chassam Sofer says, we learn all of the Torah. There's a lot of parts of the Torah that aren't relevant, Bizman is there. But learning Torah makes us better people. Ber Maim Chaim has a beautiful Pshat. Drosh for Kabel Schar is somebody learns these Masechtos Kodshim. And we can't bring Kabbonis. But he says, Halavai, I could bring a carbon. Halavai, I could do this avoida, kabel schar. Then you get schar as if you did the avoida. A third pshat, which we all know this pshat, is droish. Liman haTorah is a mitzvah on its own, is a goal on its own. You don't only learn because you're learning to know what to do. You're learning also in order to get, because the learning itself, kabel schar, means you're doing the right thing. One more point. Here the Gemara says that we don't learn hilchas l'mashicha. So the question is, do we or don't we? It's really machlokes rishonim. The Rambam brings down many halachas that are not relevant. Bizman hazeh. The Rif and Rosh only brought halachas that are relevant. Bizman hazeh. So therefore we see it's a question if we do or don't paskin hilchas l'mashicha. I saw a very interesting opinion of the Marik. The Marik says we do learn hilchas l'mashicha. Because Mashiach's coming. And we need to know how to bring the kabbonis. You know why we don't, so why is our Gemara so troubled? Because here we're not learning about what you're supposed to do. We're learning about pigel. When Mashiach comes, we're going to be doing pigel. That's why the Gemara is bothered about Hilchas L'Mashicha. But to learn Hilchas Kabbonis, absolutely, Mashiach's on the way, and we have to know how to do that avodah.